Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable, and so are you. Thank you for joining me for You and Me, What is the We? I welcome your input. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say love your addiction. Most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them, feel powerless over them, become sad at their effects, and struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now finally remember who you really are, and that is pure and absolute magnificence. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself and the world for that matter? I'm here today to offer you other possibilities. What if you could see addictions through different eyes? Loving eyes. Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. And I'm going to call that Father, Mother, God. I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God. But there are many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, Higher Power. It doesn't matter what name you use. Many have also forgotten that we are creators. Why have we created addictions? Well, I believe that they're a magnificent tool for learning. Here in this third dimensional world, we have chosen to learn to experience our lives through polarities. Or opposites, like hot and cold, male and female, night and day. I also believe that we're all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of connection to our source, our Godhead. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give us what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as children. And we think that there's something wrong with us. I know there is no thing wrong with any of us. My intention for today's program is that you open your hearts wide open and accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I doubt whether anyone has dreamed of becoming the best addict. Remember, loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now finally remember who you really are, pure and absolute magnificence. And today we're going to be looking at realities again. You and me, what is the we? What is the new being created by you and me? 1 + 1 = an unknown. When two people become in a committed relationship, they create an energy which didn't exist before then. And that energy is reflective of both of them. What happens when a person and an addictive substance enter into a committed relationship? We will be finding our answers on this show. So please share them with us if you have them. If you have specific questions or comments, please call us at 516-453-9181 and we'll discuss them. Or you can go into our chat room, which you can find online on our Love Your Addiction Blog Talk Radio page. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life. So let's help each other get there, okay? So our topic is you and me, what is the we? Two people create a we. So let's look at the we love relationship, the romantic love relationship between two people. Number one, each person is continually thinking about the other. Excuse me. In the romantic love relationship, both people are wanting to spend a lot of time together. They're having a lot of phone and text communication when they're not being physically with each other. They're enjoying being with each other. And they admit their love to each other. And they tell each other how wonderful it is. Excuse me. So I have just painted the picture of a romantic love relationship, which creates a great deal of joy, until sometimes it doesn't when there's a breakup. Now, let's look at someone and his or her relationship with an addictive substance. And I'm going to use alcohol as the addictive substance, although anything that I'm saying pertains to any addiction, whether it's for other drugs, prescribed medication, sexual addictions, sports addictions, TV addictions, gaming addictions, and on and on and on and on. So, just like the two people in a romantic love relationship are continually thinking about each other, the same is true with a person and his or her addictive substance, being alcohol. The person is continually thinking about how wonderful they feel or when the next time will be, when they will be free to have their alcohol. In the love relationship between two people, the romantic one, they want to spend as much time as they possibly can together. Well, the same is true with a person and an addictive substance, the person with alcohol. He or she wants to spend as much time as possible drinking. In the romantic love relationship, when people are not together, they're having phone or text communication. And the person with alcohol makes sure that he or she doesn't run out, because He or she always keeps an extra stash on hand, oftentimes hiding it. In the romantic love relationship, the two people enjoy being together and they admit their love for each other with the person and his or her addiction to alcohol. It is the same. In the beginning, there is great joy in being together. And the person will admit, maybe not to family, but will admit to himself or herself that he or she really enjoys the alcohol, that it helps them. In the romantic love relationship, the people involved will tell the world how wonderful it is. And the same is true with the person and the addiction to alcohol. He or she will say how great he or she feels after drinking. Now, the person and the addictive substance, alcohol, is really showing flawed beliefs. Granted, at the beginning of the addictive process, it is very different from the middle stages and the end stages. And there is there's a relief from drinking, because in reality, someone who is drinking alcoholically has a poor self-image or feels badly about themselves, usually from something that they learned or absorbed when they were children that they have not released. So the addiction with the person is based on a flawed belief, that flawed belief being, there's something wrong with me. I have to get rid of that feeling, and the alcohol helps me. And at the beginning, perhaps it does to a degree, but it doesn't stay that way long. There are feelings of guilt that arise. There's remorse. There is loss of other interests. Possibly work and money issues. Maybe issues with divorce. There could be physical deterioration. There isn't always, but some sort of physical or emotional deterioration, moral deterioration, and certainly spiritual deterioration. And if left unhealed, it can lead to a vicious cycle, insanity, loss of everything, and probable death. Now, does that sound like love to you? I don't think so, even though it starts out as the addictive person being in love with the substance, the alcohol. And some of the information that I'm talking about alcoholics and that I will talk about as far as recovery, I have taken from the Jelinek chart, and Jelinek is spelled J-E-L-L-I-N-E-K. And those of you interested, you can Google Jelinek chart and you can find it. and you can see that many of the things that I have mentioned can be found in this chart. Now, sometimes in a romantic love relationship, something happens and the partners end the romance. There can be many, many, many things that happen. In the relationship with the addict and the addictive substance, alcohol, there can be some pretty traumatic situations that occur in that person's life, and they actually become ready to let go of their addiction. Not always, but that is definitely part of what's going on. Because just like in a romantic love relationship, the relationship grows and blossoms. In an addiction relationship, for example, the addiction with alcohol, there is a certain progression. And that progression is an increase in alcohol tolerance, the need for 8 to 10 drinks maybe to get the effect that 4 or 5 formerly produced. Often there are memory blackouts, and that doesn't mean passing out. That means a period of alcohol-induced amnesia where the alcoholic really is awake and functioning but does not remember what happened. And there is increasing dependence on the alcohol. There is urgency for that first drink, and often the alcoholic drinks fast to get the effects quickly. And there is a deliberate avoidance to discuss this problem, and especially not allow family members to know what's going on. And then from the progression, the alcoholic goes to what we would call a crucial stage or the middle stage, where the drinking is accompanied by excuses. It's a defense mechanism to justify the drinking behavior. The behavior may become grandiose and sometimes aggressive, but not always. There is not one fit pattern where I can say this, this, and this always occurs in an alcohol addiction, because that is not true. In this middle stage, the alcoholic tries to control his or her drinking repeatedly. And family and friends who are not drinkers, there becomes a deterioration of once meaningful relationships and possibly resentments and hostility. Oftentimes there are work and money problems. Finally, we go to the chronic stage, and a lot of alcoholics die before this phase, but in the chronic stage, there is moral deterioration and a breakdown of one's ethics. There is impaired thinking or flawed beliefs, as I mentioned earlier. Spiritual desires, there might be a turning to God as a last resort to help keep a drink down without getting sick. And there is an admittance within of complete and utter defeat. And this vicious cycle, drinking to get well and getting worse over and over, continues. Now, the interesting point about what is the we, you and me, in the romantic relationship usually vibrates at a high level. Maybe not as high as I'm going to indicate, but if you were to get the book Power Versus Force and read what David Hawkins has to say on his map of consciousness, he says that love reverberates at about 500. Now, that's pretty high. With the addict and the addictive substance and the substance that we called, that we chose was alcohol, there is guilt, there is shame, there is grief, and there is fear. And shame resonates at 20 decibels, fear 100. So look at the difference in the energy. When we are vibrating at a high energy, like 500, like love is, we are reverent. We don't choose to hurt anybody or anything. When we are vibrating low, between 20 and 100, from shame to fear, because we are vibrating so low, we draw those kinds of things to us. And we do not vibrate, recovery or our true selves. We ignore our true spiritual self, which is love. We are all truly love. And we have all come to this planet to realize that we're love, to accept that we're love, to love ourselves, and to send love and joy out to everybody else. Now, if all of us were really there, we wouldn't be fighting the wars that we fight or having the hatred and discrimination that we do. So I have given you the you and me, the we of a true love relationship, and the you and me, the we of the addict and the addictive substance relationship, which is a pseudo love relationship. So I'm going to ask you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? And you can find more answers and reach me, Jude Albright, at www.beingrecovered, BEINGRECOVERED.net. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. And I hope that those of you listening have gained more of your own real truth. And I hope that more of you are willing to bring your essence to the world, because your essence is needed. Every one of us is here with a purpose, with a reason to be here. And I have found that the majority of addicts that I have worked with through my coaching practice and other workshops are highly evolved beings who are afraid of their power. And what better way to sedate yourself or chop away your power than an addiction? It works every time. It cuts you off from who you really are, because it sedates your feelings, your true feelings, and your flawed feelings. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, and beautiful, beautiful you. And here are some questions that you might want to consider. What if remaining straight and sober is even easier than you could imagine? How can you be truly loving to yourself so you can give that love to those that you do love? What would it take for you to allow full consciousness to support you? What would happen? What would have to happen for you to receive assistance from your God, from the universe, from all that is, from the divine? And finally, what could you be receiving that you are not receiving right now? And if you would receive it, would change everything? What if you lost your capacity to judge and blame yourself? And what if today you became grateful for new opportunities? Do you think your life might become more joyful? Everything that you have done to make you wrong, will you now destroy and uncreate it, please? Please step into the love that you truly are. I am sending you love and a day full of new realities. This is Jude Albright saying, stay beautiful. Remember that you are the creator of your addiction. You are also the creator of your recovery and recovering the you that you truly are. And with that, I say, stay beautiful, and bye for now.